Every year, Jesus and his family traveled to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover festival. But this year was special. Jesus had turned 12, the age most Jewish boys began to study the scriptures more seriously. In a year or two, he would be accepted as a man in the synagogue. When Mary and Joseph and Jesus arrived in the holy city, they found themselves in the middle of a joyful celebration. Thousands of God's people from all over the world had gathered to remember the day God rescued them from slavery in Egypt. a street that was lined with the shops and stalls of merchants.
He's a good boy. He's only 12 years old.
And he's all alone, with no money.
Oh, well, you probably won't find him here then. Has anybody seen him? His name is Jesus.
No, I haven't seen him.
So Mary and Joseph and their friends moved on.
Knock till every door is open.
Mary heard something up ahead.
What's that noise? It sounds like shouting.
Oh, I think it's coming from the Hippodrome.
The what?
The Hippodrome. It's the place where the Romans race their horses.
I've heard they gamble on them, too. I don't think Jesus would have gone there.
I don't know. Boys his age can be very curious.
And the chariots are incredibly exciting.
Are they?
Well, that's what I've been told, anyway. I wouldn't know myself.
When they got to the Hippodrome, they saw that Zachariah was right. The racing really was exciting.
Come see the galloping, galloping horses. Come see the chariots racing away. Come hear the cheering and cheering and cheering. Come and chase after the thrill of the day. Come see the galloping horses. Wonders, shows you with sight.
Our son, we think he might have come here.
So, he must be looking for thrills. Does he like to gamble?
No, he's not even 13 yet, and he's very devoted to God.
Boy, have you come to the wrong place.
Nobody's seen a boy named Jesus?
No.
Now, move along. You're blocking the view.
So Mary and Joseph and the others left to look somewhere else. The searchers came to a wealthy section of the city. Ahead of them, inside a walled garden, they could hear the sounds of an elegant banquet underway. And just outside the gates of the garden, a beggar was sitting in the dirt of the street.
A meal? Oh, I don't count the days.
There's plenty of food at this house. They should give him the scraps at least.
Hey, you in there! There's someone starving out here!
Really? How unfortunate.
Wait, aren't you going to help him?
Someone at the gate.
Well, they're very rude. Where are they from?
We're from Nazareth.
That explains it.
Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
I don't think so.
Once again, Mary and Joseph realized they wouldn't find their lost son here. So the little search party kept going, moving through the streets of Jerusalem until it was too dark to see.
I just don't know where else to look. I'm afraid it's too dark anyway.
The only thing we can do now is pray.
Maybe we should go to the temple tomorrow, before we do anything else, and pray there.
Yes, I think you're right.
There's an inn down the street. We can wait there.
All night long, the anxious parents tried to rest as the hours passed slowly. What had happened to their son? Was he alone? Was he safe? What answer would the new day bring? Finally, at the first light of dawn, Mary and Joseph and the others arose and hurried to the temple. When they arrived, they saw a large crowd had gathered in one corner, talking excitedly.
What's going on?
There's a great teacher here today.
Are amazing.
So are his questions.
And he's so young. Joseph, think about it. Jesus loves to learn about the law.
Yes. Maybe he came to the temple to hear this rabbi.
What did he just say? Could you hear it?
Someone asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" And all the lawyers started arguing about it.
Yes, but the young teacher had the best answer.
When the lawyers started fighting, this law is greater. No, it's not.
I know I have to love my neighbor, but who's my neighbor?
Yeah, I don't have to love sinners, do I? Somebody already asked him that.
What did he say?
He said just because a child has wandered from the rest, do you think that God our Father ever loves them less?
Every father, every mother I have ever known, they would search until they found their child and brought him home.
I hope Jesus is here. He needs to hear that. Maybe he's up front.
Excuse me. We're looking for our son.
Jesus, what are you doing here?
He's the one we've been talking about, with all the questions and answers.
You?
Oh, Jesus, we were so worried. We looked everywhere.
Why were you worried? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
Oh, my son, will I ever understand you?
I have to tell you, you have a remarkable child.
We know.
3 days we wandered around looking for him.
And the whole time, you were right here.
Apparently, we were the ones who were lost.
Yes, I guess so.
And so Mary and Joseph found their son, Jesus, who wasn't really lost after all. He returned to his home in Nazareth. And as he grew, so did his wisdom, until a great many people came to love him, and still do. And sometimes, like Mary and Joseph, those people get a little lost and wonder where he's gone, and they have to ask themselves some hard questions.